entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to the Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. It is Sunday night, 11 o'clock here in New York, 8 o'clock in L.A. Prior to Max and Friends and To The Max, I'm your host, Max Tucci. You are listening to Kelly McGrath here at L.A. Talk Radio. So what's going on, Kelly? Just thought I'd give you a little shout-out before the show starts, my show. So always stay tuned to L.A. Talk Radio because we got great shows. That was Music Evolution Revolution with Kelly McGrath. And now you're listening to Max and Friends and To The Max here. We've got a great lineup for you all tonight. We got shoes, we've got sex, we've got friends, we've got everything in the house. So before we even go there, we've got birthdays. And you know how I am with my friends. You always got to say happy birthday. So on that note, give me 1 minute, everyone, because I got to do my birthday shout-outs. Because I found out that when I do my birthday shout-outs, more people listen to my show because they want to hear the shout-out. So on that note, Shaquita Hall, yesterday was your birthday, Miss Shaquita. Happy birthday again. We played her music last week. Check out the archives there. This coming week, we've got Benjamin, Allison, Chris, Cedra, Paul, Corey, Dana, Candy, Romy, Amit, Deborah, and of course, Mike. Happy birthday to all you coming up this week. Happy birthday, and have a fun one. All right, I've got to tell you about a great book Aseline came out with called Gypset Style by Julia Chaplin. I went to the party. I saw my girl, Julia Chaplin. I saw my girl, Cynthia Rowley. I got her book. I got Gypset Style from Aseline. Both signed. Great books. Get them because gypset is an amazing term. It means you're a gypsy and a jet setter, and that's exactly what I am, and that's exactly what y'all should be too. So I got to tell you, tonight we've got a great person coming on the show in just a bit. We've got Vanessa Noel, okay? Not only is Vanessa Noel the most amazing shoe designer, she also is a hotelier. She has the most incredible hotels in Nantucket. And her shoe line is phenomenal. And not only is she all of these wonderful things, but she's a dear friend of mine. So we're going to have her coming on in the show in just a couple of minutes because we're going to talk about shoes tonight. And if you have any questions about the fashion industry and trends for this fall in shoes and handbags, Vanessa is the woman you are going to want to speak to. So call in at 323-203-0815. That is the number here at LA Talk Radio. My switchboard is open, and I've got my sex doc in the house. Doc Tamara, what's up, mama? I know you're on the rear. Put up your mic and welcome. What's up, girl?
Hi, baby. It's so good to be back on the air with you, my darling. I'm excited for the lineup tonight. Vanessa sounds so amazing.
Yeah, and everyone, go to VanessaNoel.com. You can just Google her because she is all over the place on Google. But before I got to tell you all, there's a great newspaper called the New York Observer. Get it, because it's fantastic. So how was your week, Tamara? What's going on?
Oh my gosh, honey, it's been absolutely amazing. I've been spending some time with my dolphin friends. I was down at San Diego SeaWorld with my family, and we just had the best time. I tell you, those guys emit so much joy, so much bliss. You know, one of the things that they love to do is eat, play, and make love. So that is just like absolutely incredible to be around all that.
So I think we're all just a bunch of dolphins. Aren't we?
I think so, honey. I think we need to create our own community of them.
Right? Well, we've got a caller on the line, so caller, you're live on To The Max. Who's this?
Hi, this is W.I.E. with Tina.
Hey, how are you? I'm so glad you called. How are you? What's going on?
I'm doing good. Did you hear about our undercover investigation with Ringling Brothers?
I did. Now, everyone, we've got Pete on the line because what happened with Ringling Brothers, I was a big circus fan until this video went out, and the video went out across the board on Facebook, was saturated with it. Would you want to tell the story? What is your name, Deirdre?
It's Debbie.
Debbie, sorry, Debbie, why don't you tell my listeners what's going on with this horrific scene that's happening at the circus?
Well, we had an undercover investigator with Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus for about 6 months, and they videotaped the elephants just before they were sent into the arena to perform. And what we videotaped over and over again were a number of elephant handlers basically pounding on these elephants just before they go in the ring. They were hitting them with a bull hook, which to give your listeners an idea of what that is, it's a tool that resembles the shape of a fireplace poker. It's very heavy. It has a very sharp hook on it. By design, it's intended to cause pain. They were whipping the elephants. The elephants were grimacing.
Now, let me interrupt you real quick. There's a website where people can see this. What's that website?
The website is ringlingbeatsanimals.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we definitely wanted to get the word out there because, you know, the whole thing when I saw it, I just love animals and I love elephants especially. And it was just such a horrific sight that I emailed PETA. I was like, I gotta have you guys on the show. I'm so glad that you're here being an advocate for, you know, the voiceless. So is there anything else you want to say real quick while we have you on the line?
Just that I hope your listeners will decide not to go to the circus if it's got animals in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, are you coming out with any more under investigation, undercover things that you've done? Or is this one of the biggest ones? Now, real quick, because I've got to, like, you know, I don't know what to say because it gets me so fired up. But quickly, when was that footage shot, more or less?
It was shot this year from January to June.
January to June. So just this coming season of the circus. Tell me.
It was clearly, it's not like one bad handler or one bad day. Right. It was the whole animal crew. It was every day, day after day, these animals are beaten into submission just to go out and perform these silly tricks.
Now, have the circus said anything about this, or do they comment, or what's going on with that?
I haven't heard much response from the circus. To my knowledge, they haven't fired these people, so I'm not sure what's going on, but we have asked federal and local authorities to investigate them for violations of the Animal Welfare Act and violations of local cruelty statutes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Tamara.
Yeah, what can we do? Is there anything?
Boycott.
Definitely. You know, okay.
In addition to that?
Spread the word. Tell people to check out PETA.org for more information about how animals and entertainment are abused behind the scenes, and just encourage people not to go to the circus.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Debbie. Well, I appreciate your call. I definitely wanted to put the word out there. I'm so glad that PETA took action and called us tonight here on LA Talk Radio and Max and Friends. You rock. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to help you boycott the circus.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, have a great night, and thanks so much. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. You see, Tamara, I'm so glad that we spoke about dolphins, because this whole elephant thing, I don't know if you saw it or not, it just broke my heart. And I was like, I've got to have them come on real quick. And they were here. They pulled through. So it was unexpected. But that's LA Talk Radio, and this is my show. So everyone, you know what? At the bottom line is just use your own judgment. You know, if you still feel like you want to go to the circus and they beat the elephants, then that's on you. But if not, then join the crusade with Max and Friends. So back to the show, everyone. All right. Well, you know what, Tamara? So you had a great week playing with dolphins. I had a great week playing with all my friends. It's been so much fun. And I'm so glad because we're going to play with one of my friends right now. And her name is Vanessa Noel. So my darling Vanessa, we're going to pull up your mic. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to Max and Friends. And how are you, my sweetheart?
I'm great. I'm really great. I'm enjoying a wonderful, wonderful, rainy, rainy, rainy Sunday night here in New York City.
Isn't
it's
New York
like a
the best
monsoon
in the summer?
Outside.
Welcome to this year. But anyway, Tamara, I want everyone to know Vanessa Noel. So Vanessa Noel, you know, you've been in the business for tell people how long you've been in the business.
Almost 25 years.
So since Vanessa was 4 years old, she's been in the business because she's 29. So she started young. She started very young. And Vanessa is not only an amazing shoe designer, but you have some fantastic hotels, and they're in Nantucket, and I am going this week. So why don't you tell my listeners about your phenomenal little boutique hotels that you have?
Everything's passionate and from the heart. Two boutique hotels on Nantucket. The first one is called the Vanessa Noel Hotel that I fondly call the VNH. That was the first one, and that's about 9 years old. And it's all about luxury without pretension. and it's in the historic district of Nantucket. And the second one is right next door, and that's Hotel Green, and everything is eco-friendly and very healthy, and no beating up of elephants over there.
Thank you so much.
No elephants on Nantucket.
Now, have you, Vanessa, have you seen the video yet? I don't know if you saw it or not, but I was like telling everyone, like, I was so appalled when I saw that video, but it was really sad. I love animals.
Oh, it sounds atrocious. It sounds horrible. I mean, the whole idea of a circus is for children and wonderment, and, you know, you just don't want to hear anything, like, nasty to happening to any living creature.
Absolutely.
No, I don't even think I want to, you know, watch the video, but I certainly am going to boycott the circus if they're doing things like that.
Yeah, so... You know what? We love, Vanessa and I, we love Facebook. We always talk to each other via Twitter and Facebook, and we both have cell phones. It's like, you know, this new technology. So someone sent me the video, and I was like, oh my God, on Facebook. And I was like, I got to call, you know, I got to get a hold of PETA. So it was just interesting. But anyway.
I'm glad you did. You know. So wait a minute.
Putting the word out.
So you're going to my hotel this weekend.
Yep.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. You're taking a romp up to Nantucket.
I am, because we have a fantastic, thank you for setting this up for me, Vanessa. We have a fantastic trunk show for Rolling Stones Jewelry, which
Yay,
is a phenomenal
we love Rolling
jewelry
Stones
show.
Jewelry.
And what Vanessa does, listen, if you guys are in the industry, if you're in fashion, and you have a phenomenal line that, you know, you stand behind and you trust in, Vanessa graciously opens up her boutique, her shoe boutique, in Nantucket, and does these phenomenal trunk shows.
Wow.
So we're really
It's all about the accessories of life, which I fondly call necessities.
And well, you know what? You're fantastic setting things up, because I just got a Twitter, actually, and the question is to you, Vanessa, and the person writes, this is from, who is this from? This is from Courtney, and Courtney wants to know what is the fantastic accessory for this fall? Mm-hmm. For shoes. What is a fantastic shoe
over
accessory?
Over-the-knee boot, baby. It's all about over-the-knee boots.
Wow.
You can do them with platform or no platform, and it's all about just solid, beautiful, over-the-knee, stretch suede. We do the most incredible luxury, soft, soft, soft stretch suede boots. We also do this intense, like glove leather stretch alligator, which no one's ever been able to do before. But it's all about over-the-knee boots. And this year, we're having hand-loomed, beautiful, natural cashmere scarves loomed in cashmere, in the mountains of cashmere, to match all the colors of suede for the over-the-knee boots.
Hello.
Wow.
There's
nothing like that
in some cashmere, right, Vanessa?
It's hot, 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 and exceptionally sexy.
Well, sure. I was going to say that it sounds very sexy and very warm and inviting, and I love that whole pleasure thing with your hotels. I just think that's incredible. We love accessories.
Yeah, it's all about the details, you know, as far as, like, the accessory for this fall, the over-the-knee boot. It's all, you know, we spend so much time working out and trying to look our best. Mm-hmm. And anybody who's going to get an over-the-knee boot, look for something that's stretched so it really shows off the contours of your leg and you get a nice thin-looking ankle. And no matter how athletic you are, your calf will fit into it. And mm-hmm. it's just a wonderful thing.
Well,
and
you know what I love?
It is about luxury of life.
You know what I think is so great about an over-the-knee boot? Because you know what? We got to be realistic now. There are some ladies out there, your knees are not all that. So definitely get some over-the-knee boots and cover them up. It's like you don't need surgery. You just need a pair of Vanessa Noel boots. That's it.
Oh, there you go. I love
Amen,
that. Amen.
And I just got to tell you, I just got a text that someone said you three have three of the sexiest voices, you, Vanessa, and Tamara. So thank you. That was
Ooh,
via
that.
Skype.
We like that person.
Yes,
it was.
Thank you.
Listen, I am like, you know, all I'm Mr. Electronics. I'm on Skype. I'm on T-Mobile. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, twitter.com, Max Tucci. And Vanessa Noel is too. So check her out, vanessanoel.com. You can find her on Twitter and you can find her on Facebook and you can find her on the web and you can find her store.
We're also launching our new blog this week.
I set that up for you. I was waiting for that. So Vanessa's got a new blog coming out. And explain your blog, besides what a blog is about.
The blog is sort of following my lifestyle. And it's just, you know, as a really high-end luxury designer, somehow I end up doing all these crazy, kooky things in my life. And it's sort of just following different fabulous parts from the factories in Italy, making the shoes to like the Himalayas to amazing dinner parties with amazing cool friends to my favorite pizza. It's just really, really wonderful things, which actually, you know, when you look back on your life, sometimes you yourself look at and think it's boring, but I was looking at it yesterday, and I was like, wow, that's really cool. Like, you know, my friends actually look really amazing, and I'm really excited to launch this blog. So well, it's blog1.vanessanoel.com.
Well, blog1.vanessanoel.com is the place to follow Vanessa, because you know what? I say it's so much fun to follow other people who live these grand lives. And even if you can't afford, you know, a $1,000 shoe or you can't afford to go all over the world, you know what? Enjoy it through other people because you can feel a part of that circle. And, you know, we're all cool here. You know, we don't discriminate. So if you can't afford the lifestyle, then you could be a part of it on people's blogs. And I think it's a great way to show off a great lifestyle. And Vanessa has fun and she's a wonderful, humble woman. So, you know, and rumor has it, real quick, Vanessa, is that you put up one of my cars on your blog because we had a little fun.
I did indeed, my love.
I've got a setup.
Dear, cool, sweet, handsome, and yes, very sexy-voiced friend.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, you know what, everyone. No, well, I got to tell you all, what's really funny is that Vanessa and I had a fun day in New York, and you're going to see this on her blog, and we took out one of my little vintage cars, and we were driving up Madison Avenue, and there were, like, all these stores closing, and the ones that weren't closed that we thought should close, we're not going to mention any names here, but we would be like, XYZ, and we're like, and we just went over, like, all these stores, and it was just, it was a blast. We had some fun times. I mean...
That's what's so fun about the blog, because sometimes what people will expect, it's not about what they expect. I'm also, you know, also what I think is really interesting is living within the couture lifestyle of doing couture shows in Paris and going to some of these things, also showing people, like, actually a video of making my new heel for the new collection in this little factory outside of Milan. I mean, so it's sort of, it's a window which a lot of people don't get to see on certain things, and showing them like sort of the back rooms of tanneries and really wonderful things, brand new samples coming out on, you know, conveyor line, which I am just so excited about. Two, the fun times in my life where Max Tucci drops into New York and drags me out of my showroom and sticks me in his car, and we're giggling and laughing our heads off driving down the street.
Pulling over and eating oysters. But, you know, Vanessa, I've got to ask you a great question. Someone called in. They emailed in, and they said, why does Vanessa Noel love making shoes? So why do you love making shoes?
You know, that's like a biblical question. Shoes have always been
well, give me a psalm.
And the feet. And, you know, it's a very difficult task. There's over 250 points to making one of my shoes, and I really don't care about shoes, and very high-ended labels to me are commercial luxury because it's all about branding. It's not really about how they're producing their shoe. So our shoes take weeks to make each shoe. We don't do it in one day on a conveyor belt. And it's truly, the shoe dictates how your body feels, how you hold your body, and as a female, how I walk, how I talk, how long I can stand at a party, dance all night, my facial expressions, it all starts with the feet and the shoes. And I have to tell you something, you guys, this past August, I broke my ankle really badly, and I was in flip-flops in Nantucket, it's another story, but everybody asked me, oh, am I going to start making sort of shoes for people who have problems? The answer is absolutely not. Because I couldn't wait to get into a really beautiful, beautiful toe box, a really sexy stiletto, and it just makes you feel like $1 million and more. I'll put on really high mules when I'm by myself just to cook dinner.
Now, you know what the great thing is about your shoes right now? You've got a sale going on, so you don't have to spend $1 million to look like $1 million.
Oh, no, it's all about how you feel.
So why don't you tell people you got a special sale going on, a VIP sale, don't you?
It's a crazy, fabulous sale. It's in Nantucket and it's in New York. And it's the time when I start calling all my friends, you know, and saying, are you in America? If not, sorry. If so, come and get them. It's quite amazing. Things are way below cost. And it's just a fun summer sale, you know, hey, it's my give back to everybody suffering in the recession, and it's come get something amazing. And if we have your size, so lucky, grab them. Beautiful.
And you know what?
Things.
I call it thank you for being a friend sale. You are. It's that's exactly what it is. Because I came in your store and I saw some of those prices. I'm like, you really love your friends.
Max, even my mother called up and said, how about this shoe? How much is you? I want that. Hold that in that color for me.
Well, no, I've got to say,
it's all about friends and family.
It is. And that's what makes Vanessa such a warm, lovely person, because she just opens up her home, her store, her hotels to so many wonderful people. And we appreciate it, Vanessa Noel. But speaking of friends, I got to say hi real quick to my friend Paul, who's listening. I just got a Facebook message from him. So hi, Paul, from everyone here at To The Max
hi,
and
Paul.
Max and Friends. But Tamara, do you have any questions for our guest tonight, our guest of honor, Vanessa
yes.
Noel?
Oh, my gosh, Vanessa.
You're
going to
take it to stacks. You're going to be like, girl, talk to
No, I'm serious. You know what, Vanessa? I just have such a great appreciation for you, and I just thank you so much for the way that you've shown up in this world, because it really starts with how we feel in what we're walking in, because I was just dancing until like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning when I was in Alaska on a cruise, but what made all the difference in the world was being in comfortable, sexy shoes. I mean, it altered the way I moved, and
oh,
I just, I can't wait to just put a pair of your shoes on. I can't wait, because it really does affect our attitude. It affects the way we come across. So thank you so much. What's in store for us in the future? Do you use any like Swarovski crystals? Do you use like anything that sparkles on your shoes like that?
Yeah.
I love
that. We use tons of Swarovskis. In fact, Swarovski's asked me, and I've done it several times, to do shoes for their books. I use really large, chunky Swarovski down to, we've done all pavéed, actually, boots all on stretch suede, which they've never seen anyone do before, but it's really, really rock star cool.
They're very sexy. And they're in the window of your store right now, which is on 64th and Lexington in New York, people, so definitely check that out. Also, you know, I've got to bring this up, Tamara, because great, great question, because Vanessa also can do like monograms and your name in the platform on the shoes and crystals.
Oh,
right,
my
Vanessa?
God. Oh, absolutely. Love to. I love to do bespoke things. I find that really exciting. I mean, you know, I am a true artist designer, so when something special to be done, I am right there, and I love doing it. And I kind of feel like everybody who comes to me is sort of within this like Vanessa Noel shoe club, so we try to make everything really special for them.
Wow.
So if anyone's out there and if you need something, please call, because we'd love to do these things for you.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And that's what fashion should be about these days. I mean, it really should be individual. Tamara likes sex.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's become so corporate fashion out there that it just, you know, I have a hard time with it. So it's like my clients and customers come in, and it doesn't matter at what price point they are. I mean, whether you get 100 pairs or one pair, you know, you walk out with something that really is really special, that makes you feel an incredible way, and that's what it should be about. That's what fashion is.
Oh, my gosh.
It is.
You know what? That's so incredible, Vanessa, because you've got the passion behind it. I mean, this is what people are really going to be hungry for, and what they're going to pay for is the intention and the value that you have for the love of this design and for the shoes. You're right. People aren't going to care about the price point when it is coming from a place from where you're coming from, and the value that you're adding into this world and the beauty is just so appreciated.
You know, the funny, all the shoes are made in Italy. So, you know, the funny thing is people come in all the time with what they are now calling, like, vintage Vanessa Noels, and they're still wearing them. And they really don't go away. I mean, they just last and last and last. And I was like, is that a good thing?
That's a very good thing.
That's hey, Max.
What's up, Vanessa?
We're launching something brand new in a couple months. We were able, after 7 years, we created Translucent Alligator.
And by the way, it is the most amazing thing. I saw a sample. We're at this gracious dinner party that Vanessa's having, and we're sitting at the lovely dining room table, and all of a sudden, Vanessa's like, Max, I'm like, what's going on, girl? She's like, look, and she pulls out this like, translucent alligator skin. I'm like, what the hell is that? She's like, this took 7 years to make. It was phenomenal.
Oh, it's amazing. But you know what? It's really about humble luxury today. I mean, that's what I think the rest session is sort of teaching us. You don't have to be showy and flashy. We're coming down off of, like, you know, what I sort of thought was very tacky. It was like the patent leather alligator. It doesn't even look real. You might as well wear stamped plastic. This is so cool. It's so beautiful. It's you look and you wonder what it is, but the patternation and the natural quality of it is intoxicating. It is so wonderful. And we're doing a huge, huge exhibit here in New York. We're just actually picking the date. So I'm saying it here first on Max.
Yay, Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio.
And we're really excited. We're doing totes, and we're launching a huge collection of handbags and totes. Uh-huh. We're actually doing the cashmere to match those as well. I think it's a real luxury item. It's so thin, you know, you can wear it on an airplane as a blanket. You can wear it around your neck. And
with the alligator,
it's going to be just so cool.
It's going to be amazing. It's one of my favorite words, amazing. But you know what is so amazing about it is the touch, the feel of things. I love how things feel, and cashmere is one of my favorite things. And I've seen Vanessa's shoes and, like, all of her elements that she uses to create them. There's, like, this amazing touch to it. So you know what? I want to play a song for us tonight, because the song is called Touch, and it's by Jim Varanos, and the song is Touch, Don't You Want To? And Jim was a great contestant on American Idol 1. So Sam, why don't we get the song playing, Touch, Don't You Want To?
Yeah. Like when players say, I like that, I want that. If you like when people say, I'll take that piece of that. Oh, you're looking for me, my tonight. Oh, you're tripping me right. Show me, you wanna try it. Shake it till you get a little hot off the floor. Move it like you wanna get a little bit more. Lose it like a lose control to the core. Don't you want to? Shake it till you get a little hot off the floor. Move it like you wanna get a little bit more. Like you lose control to the core. Don't you want to touch? Can you feel it? Shake it down to the ground, never too much. Touch, can you taste it? Just a lip on your lips isn't enough. Touch, you wanna feel it? Keep it low, keep it low, that's how we do it. Touch, that's how we do it. Touch, yeah. If you smile when you watch and say, I like that, I want that. Even we say that it's me, or they may try. Oh, you're looking for an old my tonight. Oh, you're tripping me right. Show me, you wanna try it. Shake it till you get a little hot off the floor. Move it like you wanna get a little bit more. Use it like you lose control to the core. Don't you want to? Shake it till you get a little hot off the floor. Move it like you wanna get a little bit more. Use it like you lose control to the core. Don't you want to?
Was Jim Varanos and Touch, Don't You Want To? And Touch is exactly what I want to do with your cashmeres, Vanessa. So when are they coming out?
Actually, we start getting them next week. So I'm so excited. I'm going to turn the air conditioning on really high and wear them around the office.
Don't you love how I have a song ready for you for your clothes, for your shoes?
I do. Only you.
Now, and that song, everyone, I promise you, you get yourself a pair of Vanessa Noel shoes, you will be able to dance your ass off in her shoes to that song. Mm-hmm. So go cop the song. You can get it here at the archive on LA Talk Radio. I'm Max Tucci, your host. My lines are open. The number is 323-203-0815. We got the doc, sex doctor in the house. Tamara, of course, we got the divine Ms. Vanessa Noel. Mm-hmm. So, Vanessa, exciting things are happening for you, of course, every day, and we're going to read about it on your blog. Give me your blog one more time, Vanessa.
It's blog1.vanessanoel.com.
You go.
And I'm really excited.
I'm really excited, too, because I'm almost a little part of it.
Max, we're going to come stalk you.
That's fine. You know what? Actually, I've had a stalker, and the keyword is had. So anyway, on that note, you all out there stalking. Who think you can
actually,
stalk me.
My love, Max, we're actually launching men's shoes and also eco-friendly. Couture eco-friendly for women, but we're doing fabulous men's shoes as well.
Well, I can't wait to have a...
We're just launching that now in the coming up market, which is in the beginning of August, so I'm really excited about all these things. It's kept me in New York City this summer so far, but it's been really fabulous. And you know what? New York is really amazing in the summer.
It is. Mm.
I love it. I went walking on the west side all the way down... near the Battery Park City and down there, and what they've done along the waterway, unbelievably beautiful. So beautiful. It was a little hot today.
Today was a little brutal, but you know, New York, I tell everyone, is one of my favorite places in the summer is New York and Florence, because no one's there. Like, people are gone, and New York is like what it used to be, and it's like cool and collected and calm and amazing. And it's one of my favorite times of seasons to be in New York. But Vanessa, so you've got the blog coming out, you've got a men's line coming out, you've got cashmere coming out, you've got eco-friendly, I should say, men's line. You've got your hotels. What else do you have? I mean, you're just like this better be on your blog, because you are flooding the airwaves with a million things that you're doing.
I'm going to have to put that on the blog.
Well, you know what's funny?
Giving it all up to you.
It is. You know, it's like you are like just making me so happy, because I love to know what you're up to. And we just to let you all know, we've been talking about getting Vanessa on. We're going to have you on. We're going to have you on. We're going to have you on. And tonight's the night. And that goes to my quote, you are right now where you're supposed to be. And right now you're supposed to be here at Sunday night on Max and Friends in LA Talk Radio. Call us at 323-203-0815. We've got Doc Tamara in the house. We've got Vanessa Noel in the house. And you know what, Vanessa? Do you want to hang around and talk about sex with us a little bit?
Sure.
Cool.
That would be great. Now, Vanessa, are you in a relationship right now?
I am in a relationship. A great one.
Oh, tell.
Actually, my boyfriend is from Kashmir. And he just arrived almost, I guess, like 10 days ago. So he's here in New York with me, and he's the one who's actually really, really been instrumental in helping me get the best and the most incredible quality cashmere and the loomers, you know, everybody like hand looming and things in cashmere. We went around, and I won't name names, but some of the highest brand in cashmere, he was explaining to me why it was junk and why it's not really cashmere and how much silk they put in it. It's kind of interesting.
And I can't wait to meet him. Hello. Like,
yeah, will.
Dinner party.
Will.
Dinner party.
I've been having so much fun, and that's part of like why I've been walking around and being sort of semi-tourist in New York the last week or so. But it's really kind of cool being sort of a tourist in New York.
You know what's funny about that is that even though like we live in New York and we spend our time in New York, we forget how fantastic our city is and what there is and the involvement that New York has in making people happy and making tourists happy. So I'm glad you brought that up. But we've got to talk about some things that are making Tamara happy, because Tamara just has so much going on. You've got a friend I know that's got an issue. You wanted my advice. Vanessa, we want your advice on the situation.
Okay.
And I'm going to set up the story real quick for Tamara. The situation, I hope your friend calls in. 323-203-0815 is the number. She's been with this guy. Tamara, you set it up because it's your friend.
Yeah, bless her heart. I mean, she's been in the corporate world for a very long time, and she's developed this friendship over maybe 10 or 14 years, somewhere in between there. And what happens in the, is that they finally get together. He flies out and they come together and they have this beautiful, beautiful night together. And then she doesn't hear from him.
You know, I mean,
What
do you say to that, Vanessa?
Yeah, what do you say to that? I mean, what is up with that?
I don't know. You know, you guys, I think that's like such a common story. Mm-hmm. But I think everything has its time and timing. And unfortunately, like, I think we're all taught to play so many games. Like, you're out there, and as a female, you want, I mean, men too, but I am a female, so I can only talk for myself. But, I mean, mm-hmm. I was out there searching for love. And I want to be loved, and I want to love somebody. But for some odd reason, for so long, I was taught, like, you can't say that because, you know, you're going to turn people off and they'll run away. So you sort of play games and you pretend you're looking for something different. I think your friend has to look at herself and look at herself with unbelievable respect. And if someone's going to do that, I mean, how long has it been, first of all? Is it just, like, a short period?
It was
a long time.
But yeah, you know what? Mm-hmm. It was one night. Hold on real quick, because we've got a caller. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this?
Hi, this is... I just wanted to talk to Vanessa. She's live and ready right now, so I have a question for her.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She just said that she has a boyfriend from Kashmir. I just wanted to know, how did she meet her?
Good
this
question.
Is my boyfriend from Kashmir. I recognize you, Charlie.
And I just tell you,
how did you recognize me? I want to see my voice.
I'm so lucky because he also has a sense of humor, as you can tell.
Isn't that great?
Happy, thank you for calling in.
By the way, I wanted to say hi to Max. I have been here for more than 10 days, and he hasn't called, and he hasn't come to see me, even though when I was in Kashmir, he wanted
to go. No, I've got to tell you.
So I'm so eager to see you, but now I see how eager he is. It's more than 10 days I'm here in New York.
I've got to tell you the truth, Happy. I said, you know what? I'm going to let Vanessa show Effie the town, because one does not meet Max, they experience him, and I don't want you to get, you know, New York and me confused, because we're so much the same.
The second person, other than Vanessa, I wanted to see was Max, so he's nowhere. I've already seen Vanessa, but now I was waiting for Max, and I haven't seen him.
I'm going to see you this week. I think it's so funny, because you know what? Vanessa was so excited that you were coming, and I don't know if she told you this or not, but she emailed me, I think it was like at 3 o'clock in the morning, she's like, I'm getting ready to go over to the airport.
I got your message on the Facebook, you said it's less than 15 hours, he'll be here.
Yeah, and she was so excited, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to just let Vanessa do her thing, and she's going to take Effie all over town, and when the time is right, you're going to meet me. So, Vanessa, when is that going to happen?
Tuesday night, darling. Effie's cooking a fabulous Indian dinner for you.
I can't wait. Well,
anyway, Max, it was nice talking to you.
You too. I'll see you on Tuesday.
Good night.
Okay. All right. How fun is that? But you know
That's
what?
Priceless.
Isn't that great, Tamara?
That's priceless. I love it.
He's so cool. Now, it's a very long story, but it's a very strange way we met, but it's really, really cool. And it's kind of like spooky kind of meant to be. So, to your wonderful friend who went out for an incredible evening, and this person didn't call her, you know what? It's his problem, not hers. And she's got to look for somebody who wants the same thing she does.
That's what I said. And I said to her, you know what? The man hasn't called you back. Face it, erase it, replace it, and move on. Why waste time over spilt? Like, don't cry over spilt milk. And you know what?
Maybe it didn't go anywhere. Maybe the guy's just like, you know, slow on doing whatever, but she can't worry about it.
No. And you know what I say? I always say this. I always, always say this. Where you are now is where you're supposed to be. Don't freak out. And you know what? Move on. Like, you know, okay, we've got a caller on the line, so we're going to move on to the caller. Caller, you're live on to the Max. Who's this?
Hi, Max. It's Chelsea.
Hey, what's going on, Chelsea? Do you have a question for my sex doc or for Vanessa Noel tonight?
Yeah, I actually had a question for Vanessa Noel. A friend of ours was just showing me some of the websites, and her's beautiful. I was just wondering what some of her inspirations were. It looks maybe like Manolo Blahnik might have been one of them.
Hi, Chelsea. Actually, no, not at all. I get inspired all over the place. It can be from colors. I mean, if you knew me, like, you'll be out to dinner, and all of a sudden I'll start drawing on the tablecloth. I'll do all these naughty things. It all depends on the season. I mean, I show up at the factories with pipe cleaners and all sorts of things. But thanks for the compliment, because everybody knows Manolo so well. And, you know, he's sort of a kingpin of shoes. It's very nice.
Thank you for that call. All right. So moving on. So, yeah, but this girl, you know, I hope she calls in your friend, Samer, because, you know, it's like a friend of mine, and Vanessa, you're going to love this too, because this kind of relates to your story and how you met Effie. A great friend of mine, he's the king of Ghana, once told me, what you're looking for is looking for you. So if you're looking for love like Vanessa was, and she found it in such that way, you'll get it. If you're looking for a one-night stand and to give yourself up for one night, you'll get that too. So be careful what you wish for, because you'll get it. What do you think, Tamara?
I agree. I couldn't agree more. And I think when you're about your purpose, when you're about your mission, and you stay focused on the fact that you are connected with the infinite source of all the universal intelligence in the world, whatever it is, whatever level you're vibrating at, is exactly what you're going to attract. So the most important thing I think to remember is it's not so important to find the right person as it is to be the right person. So when you're focused on, wow, this is how I'm showing up, this is who I am, and whoever comes along and says, oh my gosh, you know, that's the one you want to be able to turn your head to and go, are you thinking what I'm thinking? And I think that that can just be such a beautiful in sync way of flow versus trying to make anything happen where you have to be anxious for anything, because who you really are is completely divine and perfectly whole.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what else I think we're really guilty of? I think we're guilty of wanting love and finding love so much that we'll meet somebody and we'll sort of convince ourselves of what that person is. We like paint the picture of them, and it really isn't them.
Yes.
And then when we're disappointed, like the worst thing is sort of the feeling of rejection. Sometimes it's not even like that person going away. It's like they didn't want me, but it's like, wait a minute, they weren't who you decided they were. So I think you have to be really very honest with yourself of who they are and really sit down and think what Tamara said. What do I want?
And you know what I want?
To put it on the table.
I want my next caller on. So caller, you're live on Max and Friends. And to the Max, who's this and where are you calling from?
And this is Tamara's friend.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Ellie.
Tamara's friend, nameless. We'll leave it at Tamara's friend. So have you listened to the advice that we've been giving you?
Well, I have been listening to it, and you know, the radio is a little off, and I'm actually sitting here. And, you know, the thing is I do agree with everything you guys have all said. And, you know, he has been asking me out for a year in the 14 years we've known each other, and I kept saying no. And I finally agreed to this one day he flew out.
Let me jump in real quick.
Yeah.
Were you saying no to intuition, or were you saying no just to say no? Was your intuition telling you no?
You know what? It was where I was at in my life. I really didn't want to be with anybody because I'm building my career and doing what I'm doing. And I really just wasn't wanting to be in a relationship. And so I started to be open to that. And he's been such a close friend of mine. And we've shared so much over the years. And I've gone through his divorce with him. And he's gone through all my boyfriends. And, you know, it's like finally, you know, it's a culmination. I did not sleep with him. So
I have a question.
You know,
yeah. How long ago was the date?
Last Wednesday.
Oh, boys are so slow.
And he's here in L.A. still. He went to a big movie premiere, you know, the whole intoxicating L.A. scene. And, it's really shocking.
Well, you guys, years ago I saw this old cartoon, I think it was in the New Yorker, like this guy, you know, says goodnight to a girl on a date, and he says, I'll call you. The girl walks in the door and sits down by the phone and is like staring at it. You know, the guy goes home. I think girls are really impatient, and then I do think people are frightened. I mean, maybe the flip side is he had a really nice time, and if he went through a divorce, maybe he's scared too. But,
Well, his divorce was like 3-4 years ago, and he's had a girlfriend in between and all of that. I mean, I've been through all of that. The thing is you're right. I mean, it's more that at this point, after 14 years of friendship, I would have expected that just in respect of the friendship, that he would have at least just called and said, hey, I mean, he has text messages one time.
Okay.
You know? that's
I'm over the texting shit. Have you tried calling him? Have you tried calling him?
Call him.
No, no.
Hello?
Hello?
Try calling him.
No, I have not. Well, you know, I that's the whole masculine-feminine thing. I feel like I've text messaged him back a couple of times, and then, you know, nothing. And so I've just left
all right,
it.
Well, you know what, though? You've opened Pandora's box in communication through texting, so I don't think it's a, you know, it's a masculine-feminine ego thing here. I think that, you know what, first of all, put down all the cards. A, do you want to be with this guy? If you do, do you want to be the aggressor? Do you want to be the one that's going to take charge? Because it looks like that's what it's going to be about. And if you
don't,
then is this who you really want to be with? Is that what you have to ask yourself?
Well, that's what I've been asking myself.
And what is your self?
I don't want to be with somebody who doesn't absolutely is just absolutely intoxicated by me. That could be more intoxicated by the LA movie scene and the industry scene versus me. Okay,
well, the bottom line,
that's good.
That's Vanessa
really
and Tamara, what do you guys think about this? I think my grandmother always said to my mother or to my sister, always have the guy want you more, number one. And number two, do you think friendship should cross the line from friendship to sexual friendship? What do you think, Vanessa?
Well, I think we live in a very confusing culture where women want to work and get all the same respect as men. And then when it comes to being in a relationship, we sort of retreat and succumb to saying, no, no, I'm a girl, I shouldn't call. I think you should call. And I think if you had a friendship, everything that you're saying to us tonight on the radio, you should call and say to him, why didn't you call me back? You've been asking me out for how many years and I go out with you and we've been friends. What the hell is this about? Mm-hmm. I would put it right on the line to him. Get it off your chest. Don't be mean. Just tell him exactly how you feel. And on top of that, I think you might have answered your own question. I don't think this is actually who you want. I think you were sort of convinced into it after so long, and maybe there's nothing out there in front of your face, but I think going out is great because you're not going to find anything sitting home.
Right.
And just keep knocking on those doors. And all of a sudden,
but you know what? I've got to interrupt
really
real quick because you know what? You could find someone sitting at home, and that's on eHarmony.com. So just in case everyone out there, you feel like you can't go out anymore, go home and go on eHarmony.com. All right, there was my plug. But Tamara, weigh in. You're the sex doc, girl. Weigh in.
Yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. I mean, so many different dynamics are going on at the same time, especially this very close to me, too. So, I'm feeling a little protective of her as well. It's like, hey, wait a minute. What's going on? You know, why aren't you calling back or whatever? So I'm feeling the same kind of the things that she's feeling. And, you know, I mean, first instinct is, you know, girlfriend, it's over. You know, I mean, it's if not even, you know, this reciprocal relationship, you know, where you feel the freedom that you can just call him or he can call you, or there's not that kind of, you know, follow up that says, hey, I'm thinking about you or whatever. I'm thinking, is this really what you want? You know, and basically it wasn't. So right now it's just really hurtful. It's kind of painful. And I know that there is that grieving process where you just kind of have to grieve what you thought could have been. And then
I've got to tell you real quick, there's a grieving process happening with me right now because it's come to the point where we've got to wrap up the show, Tamara and Vanessa.
Oh, no,
and
that Tamara's was too fast.
Friend. Well, that's what happens when you have a good time. And that's what Max and Friends is all about on LA Talk Radio. Listen, Tamara's friend, you're going to call us back next Sunday with an update if you call them or not. But you know what?
Yeah, okay.
As love yourself, because you can't love yourself, you can't love anyone else. So if you're in love with yourself, you have nothing to worry about. And if the guy hasn't called you, then just get over it, okay?
Yeah.
I love you if he doesn't. And you know what? You're great. Tamara's got your back. And just move on. You know what I'm saying?
You know, he's a Jersey boy, too. So I'm going to take your advice really well. Thank you.
Right. You know what? Always listen to yourself. Always, always listen to yourself. And you know what?
Yeah.
14 years of friendship, rewind it. If it was a phone call friendship, check it, weigh it, see what it's all about. But you know what? Mm-hmm. Have fun, be safe, and call him. All right?
Yeah.
And you know what? Vanessa Noel, here's the story. Not only are you a shoe designer, not only do you own hotels, not only are you a fashion expert, not only do you have a blog, you're now officially a sex expert on Max and Friends with Tamara.
That's right.
Vanessa, we've had so much fun having you on the show tonight, haven't we, Tamara?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Vanessa, you're such a jewel.
I can't wait to meet you, Tamara, in person. And Max, I love you to death.
I love you too. And you know what? To learn more about this jewel, Go to VanessaNoel.com, and you can find out everything there, and you could follow her on Twitter and her new blog coming out. Vanessa, I can't wait to meet Effie and see you guys on Tuesday. It's going to be a fun, fun time. Mm-hmm. And Vanessa, real quick before we wrap it up, I know Sam's ready to kill me, but do you have any favorite quote of yours that you can inspire my listeners to for this week?
That's so fast. Yeah, tune into Max and Friends every Sunday evening, New York time.
11 p.m.
At 11 p.m. 8 p.m.
So
L.A.
much.
Time.
Go Lala time and 11
Live
p.m.
Live and
time.
Love.
Live and love. Is Vanessa's statement. And live in love in a pair of her shoes and have sex in them, too. That's what I say. Right, Tamara?
Oh, bring it on. Let's
bring
it
on. Tamara, your word of wisdom for the week.
We tell other people how to treat us by the way we treat ourselves. So be amazing with your precious life.
There you go. Oh, Vanessa, nice. Love you much. Have a wonderful evening. I'm going to talk to you after the show, as well as you too, Tamara. And my word of the week and my word of wisdom, everyone, Tamara, stay with me real quick, and Vanessa, because we're going to set up the end, because we're going to take life to the max in just a second. But you know what, everyone? Right now is where you're supposed to be. Take a deep breath, enjoy life, enjoy yourself, because if you can't enjoy yourself, how in the hell are you going to enjoy anyone else? On that note, everyone, where are we taking life? To the max. Good night, Tamara. Good night, Vanessa. Have a wonderful weekend.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You're listening to the max. Only on LA Talk Radio.